Deaf filmmaker, Layton Sarai, travels boldly through silence. Imagine stepping into an airport, a bustling, chaotic hub of activity, where multiple announcements crackle over speakers, a plethora of information flying around that space as fast as planes. Sadly, for those in the deaf community, these vital updates dissolve into a wall of silence. Welcome to the world of Layton Sarai, a Canadian Persian filmmaker, advocate, and dreamer who defies the odds not with whispers, but with bold actions and a heart that resonates louder than words. Imagine this, a world where silence isn't just the absence of sound, but a stage upon which creativity bursts forth like a kaleidoscope of motion and emotion. This is the narrative of Layton Sarai. Born in Iran and proudly identifying herself as Persian, Layton grew up in a society where the odds were stacked heavily against her. As a deaf individual and part of the LGBTQ+ community, her existence was an act of defiance in a country where such identities were met with systemic oppression and risk. Despite the constraints of an environment that marginalized her, Layton nurtured a fiery passion for filmmaking, envisioning stories that reflected the nuanced beauty and struggles of human existence. Yet, without interpreters, accessible education, or a platform for her voice, she faced a torrent of "you can't." Iran sought to silence her, but Layton's determination became a roaring declaration. Her story was hers to tell and it will be told. Her move to Canada in 2014 as an LGBTQ+ refugee was a physical escape and leap toward freedom and self-expression, aided by the fuel of her audacity to dream bigger than her previous circumstances allowed. But arriving in Canada brought its own challenges, such as learning a new language, including American Sign Language (ASL). It quickly became evident to her that although she now had the freedom to reclaim her identity to be herself and life without fear, the reality of traveling as a deaf person wasn't just about getting from point A to B. It was still a complex journey of navigating barriers and finding ways to communicate in a world that isn't always built to include everyone. Nevertheless, Layton was now in a country where she could safely pursue a future where her storytelling could be used to shatter barriers, amplify her artistry and inspire change. An opportunity she has enthusiastically embraced. Layton's travel experiences reflect the duality of her world, a blend of challenges and moments of human connection that highlight the best and worst of accessibility in modern travel. For instance, she recalls the anxiety of being at an airport where a flight's gate change was announced only to be left out of the loop. While fellow passengers scrambled to the new location, she was left relying on the kindness of a stranger to explain what had happened. "What's going on?" she typed on her phone, holding it up to a nearby traveler. Moments like this are a huge inconvenience but also a stark reminder of how critical accessibility is for deaf travelers. Despite these challenges, Layton continues to explore new places. Her top tips for accessible travel are rooted in preparation and adaptability. "Plan ahead," she advises. "Research the services available at your destination. Some airlines and airports now offer systems where travelers can request assistance, flagging their tickets with a note that they are deaf. This ensures staff come to notify them personally of any changes or updates. But even then, the reliability of such services varies." Layton emphasizes the importance of carrying a notebook and pen, a simple yet effective backup for when technology fails. Technology, of course, has been a game changer. Layton uses the 24/7 Sign Language Interpreter Video Relay Service VRS, which allows individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing to communicate easily via phone, and it is accessible to everyone. She also makes use of voice-to-text apps and messaging to bridge communication gaps, but she points out, these tools are not perfect. Apps don't always update in real time, and battery life can betray even the most prepared traveler. That's where human interaction often comes into play. There are moments when people go above and beyond, Layden shares, recalling times when fellow passengers or airline staff used her phone to type out messages or simply wrote notes to ensure she understood. It's those small gestures that stay with you, she says. One unforgettable travel memory involved a workshop in Banff, Alberta. Excited to attend, Layden arrived at the airport, only to accidentally swap her suitcase with another traveler, someone who had an identical bag. By the time she realized her mistake, she was already in Banff, left without her belongings for an entire week. The mishap turned into an unexpected lesson in adaptability and humor. I'll never forget it, she laughs. It was a disaster at the time, but now it's one of my favorite stories to tell. Traveling as a deaf person also means constantly advocating for accessibility. Layden speaks passionately about the need for better systems at airports and other transit hubs. She highlights the lack of visual displays for announcements and the inconsistency in services like video relay interpreting VRI, which allows deaf individuals to communicate with staff through an interpreter on a screen. While such services are becoming more common, they're not yet ubiquitous. In some places, it's like they've never even considered that deaf travelers exist, Layden says. Museums and cultural sites, on the other hand, have given her some of her most positive experiences. The Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg, for example, is very accessibility. With features like QR codes that connect to signed video content, Layden's visit was immersive and inclusive. It was incredible, she recalls. Everything was ready and accessible. I didn't have to ask or advocate for anything. It just worked. She wishes more places would adopt such proactive measures. Her encouragement to other deaf travelers: be prepared, but don't let fear stop you. Traveling, she acknowledges, can be intimidating for anyone, but the rewards of stepping out of your comfort zone are worth it. Every trip teaches you something, she says, whether it's about the world or your own capabilities. For Layden, travel is a profound statement of independence, and it shows the world that deaf individuals deserve the same opportunities as the able-bodied, to explore, connect and experience life to its fullest. Her journey as a deaf individual from Iran to Canada, navigating airports, working in and around her community and advocating for representation in media speaks directly about the power of persistence and the beauty of human connection. Never give up, she says, her words resonating like a mantra for travelers everywhere. Although the world is imperfect, it is still worth exploring, and sometimes, the silence of a moment speaks louder than words.